and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment, producer Don McClain. Oh, this song makes me happy.
It does. It gives me horrible flashbacks.
Yeah, you know what? I don't remember the dance. I don't remember one thing about this dance that we had to do for Project Down and Dirty a couple years ago. I don't remember one move.
Isn't it like a punch the floor kind of a
dance move? Like a down and then back up and then the turn around. It was a disaster. Oh, gosh. We had to do this as a group dance.
Is there a video of you guys doing this?
Don't worry about it. Yeah, there is.
When Marley McMillan used to work here, her and I would watch it just for fun sometimes because it's so embarrassing that we just can't believe how bad we are, all of us.
Here's the thing.
And how scared we all look. We're just doing small, small movements just to get through it.
I just couldn't remember. You had to remember lyrics to songs and you had to remember the dance moves, and it was being taught as if you knew the dance already. And I'm sorry, but Beyonce was not on my radar.
Was that called musical?
No, that's a different one. It's Rock Band.
Steve shouldn't have brought it up.
Thanks, Dawn.
Sorry.
We look so dumb.
Oh, it's so funny, though.
But I was texting with friends who were at the show, and they were like, that was awesome, because it was so bad. It's usually such a train wreck.
The dumber you feel, the more entertaining it is.
My thoughts are, hey, you know what? It's done. It was for charity.
You got it.
And you know what? It's done. You can't change it. It's out there. So you might as well take pleasure in laughing at it.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. Steve, do not watch that.
Too bad. Already on YouTube.
No!
My Talk Rock
Don't
Band Project Down and Dirty.
Don't you be linking anything either.
Luckily, I don't know how to link, or else I would link it up.
All right, I'm going to do this.
Give me a beat!
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is The Beat.
Alrighty then. Just a couple of things I want to tell you about that are just interesting before we get to a new song from Chrissy Metz, okay? From This Is Us. 50 Cent did something really cool just very recently. He got together with this social media influencer named Jay Mazzini. Do you guys know him?
No.
Okay. No.
Well, he went to his native Queens, New York.
Okay.
Burger King. They walked up to the drive-thru. They went to the drive-thru.
All right.
And basically gave all the employees tips totaling $30,000.
Ooh.
Oh.
They were like, okay, how many of you are there here? Okay, come over here. And they just had like piles of cash and they just handed out.
So fun.
And I put this up on our show links page so you can see it because it is on one of their Instagram accounts. So I just linked it.
Awesome.
Can you imagine? Like, there's this guy, maybe you don't know who he is, and then all of a sudden 50 Cent comes up to the window and he's like, hey, everybody. And they're like, wah! It was really sweet.
I thought he was bankrupt for a while, wasn't he?
Well, he only has the 50 Cent.
Uh-huh.
I guess
he got some back.
He, I wonder if like his record company gave it to him or something and said, here, go do something cool.
Oh, that's nice.
So they say that they're going to work together again in the future. I guess these guys are kind of like business associates.
Ooh.
The guy, the influencer, and 50 Cent, that's why they teamed up and said, hey, let's do this. So I just thought that was worth mentioning.
That's
cool. Maybe the sponsors of this influencer paid for it.
That could be, too.
Oh.
Yep. They said, we just wanted to give some love to these hard workers during the pandemic.
Nice. Wonderful.
I know. Oh, I got goosies.
And fast food workers are very underappreciated.
True.
It's like something that we so easily rely on. Hey, I'm going to swing by the drive-thru. And that's really cool.
I think so, too. Okay, so there is that. And also vinyl albums for the first time since the 1980s. Vinyl records have outsold CDs.
That's crazy. Boy, a lot of people are into the vinyl.
I know. In the first half of the year, vinyl accounted for 232.1 million of music sales. CDs brought in 129.9. I didn't even know people were still buying CDs.
Crazy, right?
Right? Like, if you wanted to give a person the gift of music. Now you just have to do an iTunes gift card, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just seems so impersonal. Like, you know, let's just say you were dating somebody and you're like, okay, we've only been dating for like a month. So for Christmas, I'm going to give her some CDs that I know she'll like. You can't do that anymore. Nobody
can't even make someone a mix anymore.
Right?
Where am I going to put this thing? You know?
So true.
Boy, we used to just lug around. We used to run with a Discman on us.
Yeah.
And then you had bass boost. You had anti-skip.
Mm-hmm. The anti-skip.
You had to put that on if you were doing any sort of physical activity or even just walking around your house. Mm-hmm. Remember how much CDs would skip? Wow.
Yes.
What's up with that?
Where do we put that Discman? A fanny pack? Were our pockets bigger?
No, you just held it in your hands, right?
Just held it while you ran.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have arm straps yet.
Yeah, you're right. And it would have been like having a skillet on your arm.
Skillet.
You know, because it's just so big. You know, the Discman was one of the only modern advancements that got bigger. Like, we had the Walkman, mm-hmm. and they were like, you know what, we don't need tapes anymore. We're going to do the CD thing. But that contraption was bigger than a Walkman.
So big. It was. Good point, Steve. Steve.
Wow. Man.
I really wanted to listen to this.
Can we listen to Chrissy Metz real quick?
We could listen to Chrissy Metz, but then I want you to hear, because I haven't listened to it yet, and I thought it would be fun to all listen together, maybe when we come back from break.
I like that.
Disturbed covering a Sting tune. Uh-huh. I'm just curious as to what that's going to sound like. But here's Feel Good, the latest from Chrissy Metz.
It's cute. Yeah.
It's pleasant.
It is pleasant.
Yeah, I like it. It's like a nice little sunny day.
Yeah.
You're running some errands.
You're like, I'm not going to call you back.
Right. Yeah, I like that line a lot. Yeah, that's right. I'll get to it maybe.
Totally.
That's Chrissy Metz from This Is Us. The song is called Feel Good. So when we return, we will listen to Disturbed, who covered a song by Sting. We'll get into that. And then a question. Are you so bored that you would take a flight to nowhere? We'll explain who's doing it and how much it would cost you. When we come back, it's Dawn and Steve on My Talk.
Hey. We came back. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Donna and Steve here. I'm Donna. Yeah.
Hey, everyone.
You must be Steve.
I'm Steve.
I'm Steve. Hey,
hey Steve.
Dawn.
Hey.
Read the script.
That's Dawn. Hey, Dawn.
Hi.
What's up, man? All right.
Now you can, of course, catch me on television as well.
Don't care.
Don't care, she says.
You know, I saw, by the way, Julia the other day.
Oh, we love Julia.
We love Julia. Julia really enjoys it whenever we say, hey, tune in to Steve on Twin Cities Live at 3 o'clock. Happens to be the starting time of the Lori and Julia show.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw each other. And I just want you to know that it was cordial. I thought she might hit me. Because she's been known for physical altercations in the office.
Yeah.
And I thought, if she hit me, I wouldn't be surprised. But we were both very professional with each other.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, cool.
Her first question was, is Donna still around? Sorry, go ahead.
I see Julia almost every day.
Oh, well, now we're friendship bragging, aren't we?
Well, I'm just saying she's aware that I'm still around. So, nice try. Okay. Money Monday coming up at 11:30.
Don't forget about that.
Hey, Disturbed, the band.
Once a show.
They've done some covers over the years, I guess.
Yes, they have.
They've been
well received.
Is The Sound of Silence, right? Is that those guys? Oh, so good. Well, they did a take on Sting's song, If I Ever Lose My Faith in You.
Mm.
I have not listened to it.
Okay.
You have not listened to it, right?
No.
We will listen to it together and decide if it is worthy. Here we go. I'm down with it.
Hey, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's well done for their genre.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're in the mood for that. I'm hearing Sting, though. You know what I mean? I'm hearing, like, I'm wanting to hear the Sting version
of this
song.
See, and I'm not at all. I'm hearing it as a completely different song.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Do you like it, Don?
I love it, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to go really full, you know, that thing he does that I'm not going to try to do right now because I can't.
Does he go up high?
Hurting.
I don't know if I know Disturbed.
It's that screamo stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm glad he didn't. Maybe he does later in the song, but I link this up for everybody at mytalk1071.com. So nice.
Don't you wonder what those screamers, like, what do they do to Christmas Eve service?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, holy night! Or do they have a very normal, you know?
I don't know. I dated a guy who was in a band that did that. I can't remember what the name of the band was. Anyway, I just could not believe that he could actually do that with his voice. It was just really like, whoa, dude.
Well, you know, it's funny. And I get it. Like, there's, you know, whatever the musical expression is that you vibe with, that's great. There was this, like, there was this Christian rock band when we were growing up called Alabaster Box. And they were a screamer band. And the first song I ever heard... Now, there's a very famous, like, contemporary Christian song from the 90s called, or maybe 80s, called Awesome God.
Yeah.
Our God is an awesome God. Well, this one was, Our God is an awesome God. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I kind of love it. I mean, it's love to
see. No, I get it.
The look on, you know, elders' faces, you know? Like, you describe the Christmas Eve, and it's like, come be told me.
What is an alabaster? What?
Alabaster box.
Box, okay.
And now here to perform O Little Town of Bethlehem. It's Darren and his friends. Darren, we haven't seen you back from college in a while. Come on up, Darren.
Oh. O Little Town!
Oh, jeez.
I think the best would be Silent Night.
The irony of it all. Well, listen, and I used to, we've talked about this before, Donna. Do you remember? There was a Christian rap group called, wait for it, Gospel Gangstas. And they were just, rapping.
It was like, come on, you guys, pick one or the other, right? Can you?
Oh,
God. Alabaster Box, Hallelujah.
Oh, I love this.
No.
Oh, my God, that's beautiful.
No?
What do you mean, no?
Not the same?
I'm just saying, no. I'm saying yes to what they're saying. I just don't think that is the right...
It's not the one? Oh, it's not like they're going to say, oh, you can't be Alabaster Box because there's already an Alabaster Box. You know?
Well, you know, that's like that Lady A and the Lady Antebellum thing.
Right.
I don't know. I am pretty sure Alabaster Box, now I'm looking up Alabaster Box Scream Awesome God. Well, this is and I had just searched Chris Evans earlier. I mean, what a Google day this has been for me. But yeah, it was very intense. Our God!
Oh boy,
that's like my favorite thing. Now I want to see that for real.
I gotta try to track this down. I will see if I can track it down.
Well, you're doing that. We are gonna get somebody on the phone.
Yeah,
because wonderful. It is time for me to what the eyeball.
Silent night.
651-641-1071 is the number that you can call if you would like to play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. It's where I go against Donna, and there's a topic that we don't know about. We'll all find out about it together.
Yep, and then I will win, and somebody will win a t-shirt. Mm. I will win that on your behalf.
No.
I'm hoping. Anyway, I'm probably going to lose, but if you want to pick me as a sympathy choice, I'm okay with that, too. All right, we'll be right back on My Talk 107.1. Oh, hey. Good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. You ready, punk?
I'm ready, and there more reason than ever to stick around after the game. I did find a hard rock version of Awesome God. It's by a different band, but it's going to give us the same vibe, so we can play that as a gift for all of us.
Aww.
After the game. I don't know if you'll be saying aw when you hear it.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, Dawn McLean.
I want to see how smart you are.
With a score of 68 for Steve, Donna creeping up with 55. We are playing the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, a game we play every day here on the Donna and Steve Show at 10:30 a.m. And we have Robert on the line. Hi, Robert.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Robert, where are you calling from today?
Hudson, Wisconsin.
Yeah. All right. Population of 14,212. Robert, if you had to eat the same thing every day for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It's a broad category, but I'd say Chinese food.
Oh, nice. Ooh, Robert, are you a Packer Great. Fan?
If I had to choose between the two, yeah.
Okay.
I lean towards Wisconsin.
Okay. Okay, now if you win today, we're going to give you a My Talk t-shirt. It is very comfortable. You probably won't want to get out of bed if you have it on. We'll warn you of that.
It's so soft.
Okay, today's topic on the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, I'm Till Tandon here. The topic today is partially animated shows or movies that mixed live action with animation. So, Robert, it comes down to you. Who do you think knows more about partially animated? Donna or Steve?
Donna's been on a roll, but Steve's got kids, so I got to go with Steve.
Yep. All right.
Good choice.
Robert. That's my boy.
Okay. All right. So in that case, Donna will now be exiting the room. Once again, Steve, partially animated shows or movies that mix live action with animation. And Robert, we want you to be quiet in the background, just as a reminder. And at the end, we will ask you if you want to change any of Steve's answers or help him out. Got it?
Got it.
Okay.
Doing this for you, Rob.
Okay, the timer will start after I ask the first question. Are you ready, Steve?
Whatever.
Okay, here we go. Question one. 1964 movie with an animated penguin, Waiters.
Oh, jeez. Snow White.
Question two. Controversial 1946 Disney movie about Uncle Remus.
Pass.
Okay. Question three, 60s and 70s sketch comedy show featuring animation by Terry Gilliam.
What's your problem, Dawn? So I'm not going to answer that. And I'm going to turn to Robert.
Oh, we're going to rely
on
Robert.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy, Robert.
Robert, I am sorry.
Okay, so the first question, do you want to change the answer?
Oh, God, I wouldn't change them all. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Okay,
change all.
1964 movie with animated penguin, Waiters.
Mary Poppins.
Okay. Oh, yes. Question two. Yes. Controversial 1946 Disney movie about Uncle Remus.
Song of the South.
Question three. 60s and 70s sketch comedy show featuring animation by Terry Gilliam.
Monty Python.
Okay.
That's my boy.
Okay.
Hey, Robbie.
Okay. Let me get Donna.
Boy, hey, Robert, I'm really sorry about that, man.
That's all right. God is awesome.
God is awesome. And wait until after the game. You're going to love this.
Okay,
hey, Donna.
Okay, Donna. All right. Once again, the category is partially animated shows or movies that mix live action with animation.
Okay. Yes.
All right. I will describe the movie, and you're just going to say the movie. There aren't any actors here that you have to guess or anything. This is just the name of the movie. Okay, the timer will start after I ask the first question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Question one, 1964 movie with animated penguin, Waiters.
Pass.
Question two, controversial 1946 Disney movie about Uncle Remus.
Pass.
Question three, 60s and 70s sketch comedy show featuring animation by Terry Gilliam.
Oh, it's like Puff the Magic Dragon. No, that's a song. It's Terry Gilliam. You should know this. He's from here. It is called Don't Nobody Know.
Okay. All right. Question Nailed one. It. 1964 movie with animated penguin, Waiters. Steve said Snow White, and then Robert urged him to change it to Mary Poppins.
Nice.
Donna said pass. The answer is Mary Poppins.
Oh.
Question two, controversial 1946 Disney movie about Uncle Remus. Steve said pass.
Mm-hmm.
Robert said Song of the South.
Oh,
Donna said
right.
pass. The answer is Song of the South.
Nice.
Question three, 60s and 70s sketch comedy show featuring animation by Terry Gilliam. Steve said pass. Mm. Robert said Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Oh, that sounds right. Oh,
and Donna said Puff the Magic Dragon and Don't Nobody Know About It. The answer is Monty Python's Flying Circus,
yeah.
Which means You didn't need anybody.
Yeah, Robert, you won all on your own today. Congratulations. Let me put you on hold, and we will get your
information. Way to go, Robert.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Robert, you're the best. Have
Robert,
a great day.
That was one of the more difficult topics that we've had, surprisingly. The category didn't seem like it would be, but then when you actually listen to the answers. And Robert may have been the first caller ever to go 3 for 3. There were three incorrect or passes by me, and then he just dominated it.
It's awesome.
Good job, Robert.
Speaking
hold on.
Of.
Robert, you could have helped me, but whatever.
Hey, Puff the Magic Dragon. What a great song. My dad used to play that for us.
Isn't that, I don't know, why did I say that? Do you have any
idea?
It's
a Peter, Paul, and Mary song. Puff the Magic Dragon.
Because they did Terry Gilliam and his partners did something with a dragon, didn't they? Somebody. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Come on. They had a dragon show.
Get Robert back on the line. He would have known the answer to this. Okay, now.
Oh, man. What a dummy. He's not from here either. He's British.
Donna, don't isolate our British listeners. By the way, if anyone is listening from Great Britain.
Oh, well, he was born here. My bad. Okay, I'm back. Second guess myself. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you're listening from Great Britain, send us an email. Donna and Steve Show at mindtalk1071.com. We'd love to know where you're listening from. Or anywhere around the world. We like to do this roundup every now and again. Speaking of.
It's driving me crazy, the dragon thing. I will get to the bottom of it. Don't you worry about it.
Hey, Don McLean.
She's busy getting Robert's information, okay, will get to your song.
I found a screaming version. So let me set this up here. How did we get onto this topic? Oh, Disturbed covered a song by Sting. And then Don mentioned that Disturbed normally sounds like really like a screamer voice. But when they do these covers, it's a pretty contained voice, which made us wonder, like, what does the lead singer of Disturbed do at Christmas Eve service? Is he like screaming his way through Oh Holy Night or Away in a Manger?
Oh, I love it.
And then it reminded me when we were in high school, we stumbled on this like rock band, this hard rock band in Pittsburgh, Christian rock band. And they loved rock music, and they were like, hey, we're still going to play rock music. We're just going to let the lyrics be things that are important to us.
Sure.
And then with that, they covered a song, which was a very popular like contemporary Christian song back in the day, called Awesome God by Rich Mullins. And it was crazy. The first time I heard it, I was like, whoa. But then I remember, Donna, we would like listen to it on the way to school. Like Scooty would be driving the big Dodge Caravan.
Nice.
And then we would just have this screamer version of Awesome God on. And it was so disturbing. It was just, it's very, very hard.
Well, I think the idea is to make religion cool, right? Or God.
Well, I think here's what happened is people at some point within the Christian subculture started saying it doesn't just have to be hymns. That doesn't have to be the only way that we express ourselves artistically or musically. So if you like hip hop and you're a Christian artist and you want to write about Christian things, then do Christian hip hop. If you like that with rock, then do that. And some of it lands really well, like Lecrae. You know, he was on Jimmy Fallon. He sold a gajillion albums. His landed really well. Great hip hop album. Others, you know, don't land quite as well and don't resonate as well with the mainstream.
Sure.
Shout out to Gospel Gangstas. But this one is like, if you're into screamer music, I guess this would be your jam. How's do we have Dawn now?
Yeah, we have Dawn.
I'm here.
Dawn, I have that link queued up for us. Now, this is not by Alabaster Box.
Okay.
This is by, they're called like Pankinator or something. I don't know.
No.
It's this compilation of different versions of Our God Is an Awesome God. And here's what's great. So let the full screamer version play out. And then it goes into just a different version of Our God Is an Awesome God. But it will serve as a wonderful juxtaposition of the two styles. Don, are you ready to rock?
I am ready to rock. Did you say Donna or Don?
Don. See, okay, this is the Steven Steva thing.
Okay, right. Here we go.
No, this is like five songs playing at once.
No, it's one. Here's the song they were covering. That's the original song. Well, the original, you know, version, sort of. So the screaming version is really my preferred route there.
I love the graphic on the YouTube video. It's like some really intense tornado with all the rain coming down in the middle.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, man. Rock and roll, sister.
Right?
Rock and roll.
Steve, I'm going to send you a song that I think you're really going to like by one of my favorite country artists.
Is it covered by a hard rock band?
It is not.
Well,
this is an actual recording, original. It's beautiful. And it's churchy, so I think
Amazing Grace! How sweet the song!
Yeah, there's just like a huge disconnect there. It's like the weirdest thing. Oh, man, what a journey.
I don't know.
Let's get tipsy. You wanna?
You sure?
Yeah.
All right, everybody touch your stomach right now.
I don't want to.
In the privacy of wherever you're touching your stomach.
I ate 4 ears of corn on Saturday. And then I ate a fifth one on Sunday.
What a you thing to binge on.
She's binging on corn.
Of course she is.
I was
like, wartime ration lady.
One, I boiled it. I didn't put anything on it. It was just this really great sweet corn.
Oh, I love sweet corn.
And then I ate another one. And then I went, well, I can't stop now. I have to eat them all. I have to eat all the corn.
Oh, boy. You carb loaded.
I just wanted to confess.
Have you... I want to.
No.
Okay. May come out as a cob at this point. All right. So touch your stomach. If you feel like you're overweight, I've got the precise amount of weight that you need to lose to really, really dramatically improve your health. There's a specific number. We'll tell you what it is when we return. It's Don and Steve on My Talk.
All righty.
What a girl. Whoa.
Welcome back to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. Producer Dawn also hanging with us.
Hello.
Hello.
Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Before the break, I encourage you to put your hand on your stomach now. Find a trusted friend and have them pull it back out. It's a joke, guys. Quarantine 15.
That's it.
That's all I got. There's nothing with it. No, there is a precise percentage of weight that you need to lose. Now, this is not for people who are already in decent shape. Researchers tracked...
Yeah,
I know.
So not obese?
Well, researchers tracked 553,000 middle-aged adults who were obese. Now, look up the definition of obese, though.
I know. You know, I think we're all obese.
It's
isn't it like your body fat percentage? If it's over like 4%, you're fat.
It's something that isn't as liberal as we think it would be. It's like if you can tuck a part from your front body into the bottom part of your attire. Something like that. There's a bunch of qualifications. So they asked over 500,000 middle-aged adults who were technically obese, and they found that losing 13% of their body weight is what makes a huge difference. Now, it's not exactly
a
small number. Yeah, for someone who's 250 pounds, 13% is about 32 pounds, but it's not 100 pounds. So if you can't get that weight off, or if you manage to, it'll come with a whole bunch of health benefits. Just that 13%, here's what it will do. That 13% of lost body weight cut those people's diabetes risk by 42%.
Okay, that's quite a bit.
Their risk for high blood pressure and sleep apnea by 25%, their high cholesterol by 22%, and their arthritis chances by 20%. So you lose 13%, and then you see these health benefits that far outweigh that 13%. It's not like you lose 13% of your body weight, and now your chance of diabetes is 13% less. It's 42%. That's a big number.
Yeah.
Other studies have shown that even losing 5% of your body weight makes a difference. If you had to cut off one part of your body, what would it be?
My stomach.
Your stomach, yeah.
Thanks. You?
Yeah, I'd probably do my stomach too. You know, and actually, I'm going to go more specific. I'm going to say, I want you to take the hocks right off the side. Take my loins. I want my love handles gone.
I have one love handle, right? And it's at the bottom, like just the bottom of my stomach just fell. Like just in the past like 6 months, it's just like almost feels like a detached thing that's just hanging out at the bottom of my gut.
Do you have a hernia, Donna?
No, it's just that blubbery and flabby that it sounds feels like a foreign object.
Okay. Like a prep shelf coming off of a grill.
Yeah, almost. It's like, what is that? It's just this blob.
I've always had love handles, no matter how low my body percentage has been. Listen, I think that it might just be my hips. My hips exaggerate it. I mean, I have love handles. Right now, I'm grabbing them. But, man, it's a bummer. Stomach fat sucks.
It sure does, Steve.
If a shirt touches my stomach.
Me too.
I'm like, well, let's just take this thing off.
Yep. Yep. Oh, I don't like it. If I wear, like, a tank top under a looser top, I just feel like a beast. I feel like a monster, like, you know, like, I can't explain it.
I just had like
an
t-shirt
ogre.
On.
I feel like an ogre.
Sort of walking with a hunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no matter what you say, you feel like, okay, certainly the person I'm talking to hears it just says, me, take me to meat and food. Yes.
Me need more corn.
5 years of corn, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. It's delicious.
That's a lot of corn, my friend.
Yep. Yep.
I like, though, that you binge on corn. Everyone else is like, I accidentally ate a full pizza.
I know. But it's
and you, of course, depression era lady.
It's carby.
I had 5 husks.
By the way, side note, I did visit the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Overrated.
What?
I expected more corn.
Well,
boy, it sounds like you're kind of jonesing for some corn right now. That's what you're. Yeah, me need more corn. I see you tipping over like sweet corn stands,
like hanging on to them, like hugging stalks of corn. I am, though, a little afraid of cornfields.
We begin tonight's 6 o'clock news at the sight of a sweet corn stand where something turns sour in a hurry. The ogre was seen just coming straight at me. I couldn't believe it. Her appetite for corn was insatiable.
I told my neighbors that I like croutons, like eat a whole bag of croutons.
Yep.
That didn't go over as a normal activity.
Snack, it is. Like, I mean, they are good.
Especially the buttery kind.
Texas toast. You give me a bag of... And then they were like, wait, so you've eaten through a whole bag? I was like, multiple times I've eaten through a whole bag. Because I was talking about how not drinking alcohol helps me to not be as snacky late at night.
Oh, I bet.
My gosh. I have a couple beers at the end of the night. I could... it's like I'm truly trying to rob the pantry of all dried goods. I just want them all. But one person in the circle said, ew, croutons. This person doesn't like croutons.
I have a very good friend who is grossed out by croutons in a salad.
That's what she said. They go on the salad.
Well, that
and she
is
was like,
that's
I want
the best
out of
thing
here.
About the salad.
I think so.
Yes.
My 5 croutons.
Yep.
And you like dip them individually into like extra ranch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't believe it when she said that. We asked her to leave the circle.
I would.
Can't be trusted. If someone doesn't like croutons, you're like, okay, what else? What else in your world is askew to the point where you're not trustworthy?
Who knows?
You like jock straps?
No.
Well, now, unrelated, no transition, you can get a candle that is scented like a jockstrap. I've only worn a jockstrap, I think, once or twice in my life. I never wore a cup during basketball. Was I supposed to?
Well, depends on how much you want to protect your downstairs business.
File this under things I never needed to know about Steve Patterson.
Well, I don't like getting hit in my groin, but everything still worked. Kids! You know what I mean? The proof is in the pudding. You can get a candle that is scented like a jockstrap, presumably a clean one. Also one that smells like nachos. Mm. And one that smells like artificial turf field. Field turf. Anheuser-Busch got together with Babe Wine. And they created these football-scented candles. The 3-pack, the jockstrap, the nachos, and the turf.
What does that smell
cost $69
like?
Bucks. Which one?
The jock strap.
Like, you know, maybe cotton? Like laundry detergent. I hope so. Because there's only one other alternative.
Mm-hmm. We don't want to talk about
if
it.
If it's post-match jock strap.
It should be called fresh jock strap.
Fresh junk.
Yes. Say that 10 times fast.
I don't want to.
Okay. Try to say the words glitter and then pranks 3 times in a row fast.
No.
Come on.
Glitter pranks, glitter pranks, glitter pranks.
Okay, that was super slow.
Glitter pranks, glitter bliss.
They see? How now, brown cow?
Oh, man.
This is what we go to school for,
how
guys.
How come you did his but not mine? Fresh jockstrap, fresh jockstrap,
fresh jockstrap.
Fresh jockstrap, fresh jockstrap.
I don't like fresh this game. Fresh jockstrap, All right. Movie talk when we come back.
Thoughts on Marley and Me. Oh, watched boy. It again this weekend. Some stuff I forgot about it. Oh, and about that dog, yeah. I have opinions on its training when we return. Don and Steve.